أنتم مع SBS عربي 24. استمعوا إلى آخر إصداراتنا بودكاست الهوية.
يصادف الاثنين في 24 من شهر تشرين الأول أكتوبر الاحتفال بمهرجان الأضواء أو ما يسمى ديفالي، حيث يحتفل أكثر من 1.5 مليار شخص حول العالم بهذا المهرجان، وفي أستراليا يحتفل حوالي 1 مليون شخص. عن هذا الموضوع أجريت أنا منال العاني لقاء مع مديرة برامج في إذاعة SBS الإعلامية مانبريت سينغ، والتي بدأت الحديث بنبذة عن معنى مهرجان ديفالي قائلة:
Well, there are so many meanings to Diwali. In fact, there are so many names for it as well. Some people call it Deepavali. Some people call it Bandi Chhor Divas. Others call it Tihar. But basically, Diwali is a festival of light. And we celebrate, you know, how there is victory of light over darkness, always truth and goodness over evil and knowledge over ignorance. So whatever celebration it is, it's all about, you know, happiness, families coming together to celebrate with food and a feast, and, you know, we light up our homes, pretty much like what you see in Christmas in the Western countries. Homes are lit up, you know, well in advance. And on the day of Diwali, it's all lit up. There are stories to Diwali as well, Manal. The one strongest story is about a long time ago when there was this good King Ram who was exiled from his kingdom. And when he came back after defeating, you know, an evil presence, when he was came back with his wife and his brother to his kingdom of Ayodhya, everyone lit up their homes to welcome their good king. And I think that's how it started. Deepavali, as I told you, that's the other name of the festival.
Yeah.
It actually means, deep means light. Avali means row. So it actually means rows of lights. So that's how the tradition started thousands of years ago. And that's the tradition that is continued even now.
Diwali هو مهرجان الأضواء. وهو انتصار الضوء على العتمة والمعرفة على الجهل والأعمال الجيدة على الأعمال الشيطانية، حيث تتجمع العائلات للاحتفال بهذا المهرجان. وذكرت مديرة البرامج في SBS الإعلامية مانبريت سينغ أن الديانات التي تحتفل بهذا المهرجان هي الهندوسية والسيخ والبوذية.
So the Hindus, the Sikhs, the Jains and the Buddhists, all of them celebrate this festival. With the Hindu community, many of them celebrate it for 5 days. And, you know, they start on the first day where they actually buy gold and silver. And then second day is prayers. And the third day is the main day of Diwali, when, you know, the homes are lit up and they do special prayers to welcome goodness and wealth and prosperity and health. And on the last day, the fifth day, sisters actually put, you know, a dot on their brother's forehead. That's a sign of love between siblings. So it goes for 5 days in several communities. Even in Nepal, where it is called Tihar, they also have a 5-day festival, with the last day being Bhai Tikka, where the sisters put that dot. For the Sikh community, it is called Bandi Chhor Divas, which actually means Liberation Day, the day of liberation. And this dates back to history in the 17th century, when one of the 10 masters of Sikh, the Sikh faith, the sixth master, was imprisoned by the then king. And on the day of Diwali, he said that, okay, you will be released from the prison. But the sixth master, Guru Har Gobind, said, no, I will not be released unless all the other kings who belong to every other faith and community, they said, please release them as well, and then I will be liberated, otherwise I will not. The then emperor or the king said, all right, whoever can hold on to your clothes can leave. And it is a fact in history that Guru Har Gobind had a top made with 52 tassels, So each of the 52 kings could hold on and be liberated.
وأضافت السيدة مانبريت سينغ إن ما يميز ديفالي هو الفرح والبهجة والحلويات المختلفة وتبادل الهدايا وبالأخص تبادل الهدايا الخاصة بالحلويات بمختلف أنواعها ووليمة الطعام كبيرة جدا ومحتواها الخضروات.
Absolutely, Diwali is absolutely associated with sweets. So we give each other lots of gifts of sweets and even perhaps nuts. But mostly, any kind of delicious Indian gooey sweet preparations that we have, it's also a time of gifting. We give each other some gifts and we wear new clothes. And I think the essence of it is that the whole family eats together at home. Big feast that we have, usually vegetarian, and after that we light up firecrackers, the home is lit up with diyas, lamps and tea lights. Basically it's fun, and you know, it's for the family to come together to celebrate a whole new year. In many communities actually it's regarded as the new year as well.
شكرا جزيلا لمديرة البرامج في SBS السيدة مانبريت سينغ على هذا اللقاء ونتمنى هابي ديفالي أو ديفالي سعيد للجميع.
Thank you, Manal, and I really appreciate how everyone from different backgrounds, different cultures and ethnicities came together to celebrate Diwali and Deepavali and Tihar and Bandi Chor Divas within SBS. It is so, so beautiful to see us actually living those multicultural principles and celebrating them every day. So thank you for your participation. You are an important part of one of the videos that we made about Diwali as well. So thank you to you personally.
هذا التقرير من إعداد منال العاني.
هل تريدون الاستماع إلى المزيد من هذه القصص؟ استمعوا من خلال أبل بودكاست، جوجل بودكاست، سبوتيفاي أو من أينما تحصلون على البودكاست.